Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good evening. Happy Friday. This is Happy Veteran Day. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and we are just coming on, and we expecting Apostle Armstrong and Apostle McIntyre. So we just going to go ahead. We're having a little problem, having a little technical problem, but nevertheless, listen, whenever if you, to our viewers and hearers, anytime you call in and you're not able to get us, begin to pray, begin to bind the enemy and plead the blood. You know, whether you know it or not, we in spiritual warfare. The enemy do not want the word of God to get out. So anytime you want to come in and call in and you're not able to get us, so just start praying. Start coming against the enemy and command the airways to be clear, okay? And by doing that, you will help us out as well. But this is Apostle Willie Ann Miller, as I stated, I'm expecting Apostle Armstrong and Apostle McIntyre to join in with us. But we thank and praise the Lord for this day. You know, my word is this is the day that the Lord have made, and I pray that you would join in with me, and we're just rejoicing. I just thank and praise the Lord for what the Lord is doing in this hour. Listen, regardless to the negativity, regardless to the things that is going contrary to what God's words say, listen, keep the faith. Whatever you do, keep the faith. And guess what? Continue to rejoice. Because guess what? The Bible tells us that God said, if you're a believer, the Lord said he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. So guess what? Keep the faith. Continue to decree and declare what God has said or what God done said about you and your situation. You see, if the enemy can get us to stop decreeing, and declaring and professing and confessing what God's words say, he can intervene and stop it or hinder it. And that's his number one goal. Apostle Armstrong, when he come in, he'll let us know, but we're going to be coming from Galatians, the fifth chapter this evening. And one of the things that Apostle Paul, they were dealing with, they was talking about that people need to walk in the law, the Mosaic law. Well, if you study the scripture in the New Testament, Jesus fulfilled the Mosaic law. We now in faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. And some false teacher had got in there, was telling the Galatians that they had to be circumcised. Where in Christ, you don't have to be, you can be circumcised, not circumcised. You know, if you're not circumcised, you don't have to get circumcised because we in Christ. And that's what the scripture tells us. It's because if we are trying to make ourselves right with God by keeping the law, he's talking about the Mosaic law, you have been cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace. And see, the life we live not, we live it by faith. And that's what he was saying. I'm reading from the Living Bible. He said, but we who live by the Spirit, he come at the Holy Spirit, eagerly wait to receive everything promised to us who are right with God through faith. We are justified in right standing with God through faith. And that's why I said, for when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, it make no difference to God whether we are circumcised or not circumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. And as I stated, that's what we're going to be talking about. I'm going to go on and open up with prayer. And like I said, when Apostle Armstrong come in and Apostle McIntyre, we can go from there. Father, in the name of Jesus, first I want to say thank you for this day. I thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. I thank you, God, because of Christ, we have the victory. I thank you, Father, that you continue to lead and guide us into all truth. I thank you for Jesus, who is our Savior, and I decree and declare the Lordship of Jesus over this broadcast. I thank you for the Holy Spirit, the one that lead and guide us, the one that cause the word of God to be a reality, to make Jesus real to us. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that will enable us with the ability to hear and to receive. We declare that Jesus is Lord. Satan is defeated. And we thank you and we praise you for those that have tuned in. I thank you, Father, for doing something in their life. I thank you for bringing strength and enlightenment to those that have tuned in. And Father, if anyone tuning in to this broadcast with any kind of ailment, any kind of pain in their body, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus right now. I rebuke high blood pressure. I rebuke stiffness in people's body right now. I come against it in Jesus' name. Father, we just want to tell you thank you. I thank you for bringing us to another Friday. I thank you, Father, for victory in Jesus. And I pray, Father, that you'll continue to help us, and open up our eyes and ask the Holy Spirit, reveal to us how to walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name, amen. As I stated, we in Galatians, the 5th chapter, and as I stated, I'm reading it from the Living Bible. You know, some people say the Message Bible is ghetto, but I like it whenever it makes it so simple that anyone can really understand it. And that's what the love of God. God wants his children to really be able to know. If you have a desire to know, he wants you to know. Well, I thank Apostle Armstrong. Apostle, you have joined us? Apostle Armstrong.
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Apostle Gwen, are you in?
No, she didn't show yet. Wait a
minute. Okay, she called me. I told her to keep calling. I told her we're having a segment difficult.
Yeah, she didn't call back yet.
Okay. All right, then go ahead, Apostle. I was just telling we was in Galatians, the 5th chapter, and it was talking about the Jews wanted the people that if the Gentile to come in agreement, and Paul was rebuking them because some of them had received Jesus by faith, but when the other came in and telling them that they had to be circumcised in order to be saved, but he would let them know that Christ had set, if Christ had set them free, for them to stay free, you know. So go ahead, you can go. I turn in your hands now, sir.
All right. Thank you. I want to thank you for your faithfulness and getting us started. One of the things that caused me to start looking at this was when I looked at what's happening in the country now, not just in the country, in the world, how we are, one group is saying one thing, another group is saying another, and we cannot be on one accord. And the Bible gives a solution to that. It's one faith, one Lord, and it's the oneness, it's the togetherness. And as long as we continue to be bickering and continue to be at each other's throat, the nation, we as a nation, we are going to dissolve ourselves from within. It's not going to be anybody external. It's going to be us. You got one group lifting up one person, or two persons, or a denomination, or the religious tradition that they've had for years, which does not correspond to the word as written. And as we sit and look at this, and we are amazed at how we have become a divided nation, more so now than ever in the past. whenever we look at things, it's like we are close to the way it was whenever they had the war. And it's You got some people calling for war. You got some people condemning the ones that call for war, but nobody's sitting down talking to anybody. Nobody will realize that their hope is not in institutions, their hope is not in denominations, their hope is not in individuals that represent denominations, nor political parties for that matter. But yet, we look around, I look around and I see people putting their faith in man and their hope in man, and I see how the destruction is coming down on the nation. And see, I thought about this for a while. I said, the nation. But the nation is the people. The people is the nation, not some institution, not some non-human being. But we are the nation. We are the ones that the Creator knitted together when we were in our mother's womb. And he, in doing that, he gave us all a purpose. He put a purpose in there, in us. And we are now, it appears, if we have turned our back on the Creator, the one that created us, the one that placed us in the midst of all this prosperity. And I struggle with that. And then whenever I read that chapter, it made sense of what's happening now for me, and how you got one group saying one thing, you got another group saying another, and you got one group believing one thing, and you got one group that's upset if they are not believing the way they say that you should believe. And even if that person is looking at things through the lens of the scripture. And whenever they wind up in a situation where they don't know how they got there, all they need to do is go back to the Word and see if they've been faithful to the Word and who they put their faith in, who they put their hope in. And we are at a point where the nation is being called to repentance. We're going to have to repent. We're going to have to confess and repent so that the world can see and we can see, each other can see, we're not who we think we are. And whenever we line up our fruits with the Word, we fall short. And that's one of the reasons I've been searching and seeking the Creator, the one that created us, for guidance, in terms of helping me to understand what is happening, what is going on. So that's sort of the background, how we come up with this scripture. I see Apostle Macken is on.
Praise God.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, yes, Apostle McIntyre.
And there's
How's
no coincidence.
Today?
We are fantastic, but there's no coincidence that you're the one that represents love.
Lord.
And that's what this scripture is all about, if we just love one another. And
okay,
if
I
we love
the
ourselves.
Trying to get in. What scripture are you using, Apostle Armstrong?
Galatians chapter 5.
Okay, let me get over there, Galatians 5. Y'all already not talking this evening?
We're waiting on you. You're the one that's the apostle of love.
I'm going to have a talk with both of you all.
Well, I own up, Apostle Gwen. I've been talking. I own up tonight. I had the honor. I had the honor and the privilege to own up tonight. So now.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. Talking. I just kept. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, I've been talking.
Okay.
And they're just talking about, you know, how different it just, like, you know, Galatians, the fifth chapter, it started off where they were trying to, Paul was the ones that had received Jesus, but they allowed themselves to go back because some of the Jews were telling them that they had to be circumcised in order to be free. And Apostle were rebuking them because that they didn't have to do that, you know.
Right.
And so Apostle Armstrong was sharing how with the nation and how you got some people saying this and some people saying this, and how if we would just work together, if I'm quoting him right, come and work together, you know. But, and he said this chapter remind him of what's happening on the earth among our nation, you know, now.
Yes. Yes. You know, when you say, when you all are saying, and it's so true, one is saying this, one is saying that, you know, kind of remind you and say, I'm a Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm a Cephas. I see what we have left and what we do not have a good understanding of. It's not what we say. It's what God has said. It's what he has said in his word. And if we would all quit putting our spiel on what we think it says or this and allow the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher of the church, to tell us and to show us and reveal to our hearts what God meant when he had this word written. Now, the Bible tells us in the end of days, people will be lovers of their own selves, and even teachers have itching ears. And now the world is full of people that are full of greed. They want the power. They want the greed. And they've left their first love. And you can see it because when you see all of the death and the destruction, and it has been going on, and sad to say, it will be going on until Jesus returns. But the more that people leave the Word of God, the more that people come up with their own, you know, understanding of what the Word means instead of allowing the Holy Spirit. And I went yesterday and had my toast done. And the young lady there, she's a sweet young lady, and I like her. And I was trying, you know, we were just talking. And we got to talking, and she was saying that she had this friend, and he had invited her to church. And she said, I said, no. And I said, why'd you say no? And she said, well, he's trying to convert me. And so, you know, sometimes you have to get a little quiet and just kind of listen. And I asked her, I said, well, do you believe that there's a Jesus? She said, no. I said, do you believe that there's a God? She said, no. I said, do you believe that there is an afterlife? And she said, no. And I believe it's just karma. She said, just be a good person, you know, and do right by people, you know. And I sit there, my heart just bled, and I just asked the Holy Spirit, I said, Lord, give me the right words to talk to her, because she'll talk to me, you know, just. And she said, do you believe in Jesus? I said, oh, yes, he lives in my heart. She said, do you believe in an afterlife? I said, oh, yes, indeed. And she got kind of quiet, and she just smiled, you know, and I said, Lord, and I've been praying for her ever since I left, just really interceding. And some people, I said that to say this, some people have never been taught, because she's from Vietnam. And then you've got some people that have been taught, but everybody wants to have it their way. When are we going to stand up and say, let's do it God's way? That's the only time you'll have true peace, true love, true joy, because when God created this vast universe, He made enough room on this earth for everyone that will be born into this earth. God loves everybody. And it's just a hatred. It goes back to Ishmael and Isaac. And that's where the wars are coming from over there. You know, just nations fighting against nations. And it's because we're just not considering God. A lot of us, we're just not going to the Word and allowing the Holy Spirit to show us what the Word says. It just, I'm like you. How do you cut a baby's head off? How do you rip pregnant women's stomach open? How do you rape all these little girls and all this kind of stuff? And how do you do this because you've allowed the enemy to come in? Because love doesn't do that. And I think as the body of Christ, we're going to have to be more vocal and show more love. But we got, it's a spirit of greed, Apostle Armstrong, Apostle Miller, a spirit of power, wanting to be the greatest, and God's the greatest, Jesus is the greatest. And he wants to make all of our nations, my heart hurts for all of the people that have been killed trying to get over here in this nation, in the rivers, the cartels and all that. And it's because a lot of times we've got wrong people in positions of authority. And the Bible said when you have, you know, the ungodly seats of authority, the people mourn. It's kind of like Pharaoh, you know, when he saw the Israelites increasing and multiplying, and he told them, he said, make it hard on them. He put harsh taskmasters over them. Don't give them the brick. Make them do the same work. And they were harsh. But, you know, the one thing that gives us hope, that even though they were harsh to these people, those people kept multiplying, they kept flourishing. And I know that God is the same good God then as he is now. And I believe that we as the body of Christ, that we continue to pray and to cry out to the Lord for his righteousness to be established, for the eyes of people's understanding to be opened. I believe that as the body of Christ, that we will come back to holiness, if we will come back to what's right, then we can begin to intercede, and God will actively get involved, and we could have a Red Sea moment. We could actually have a Red Sea moment. We could have a Goshen experience. There was light, there was darkness in Egypt, but God said, I'm going to make a separation between the world and my people, and there'll be light. So I believe that we just, as the church, we got to get bolder in our prayers. We got to get bolder in the holiness in which we live and our standard of life, and stop lowering the bar, raise that bar, and just allow the Holy Spirit to show us what the Word, and ask God to cleanse our hearts of all unrighteousness and things that does not please him or honor him. And I believe when we do that, we will really begin to see a change.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I had to get to that point where mm-hmm. I no longer looked at what I was told. I had to make mm-hmm. sure what I was told was line up with the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And one point I looked at it, that ain't what I heard, and what I heard, I held on to what I heard. Until I wound up praying and asking the Creator to give me, to lead me into all truth and give me the spirit of courage to accept it. Because I was not accepting the truth before. And after that, prayer, that's when everything began to change. And you're right, we need prayer now more than ever.
Yes, yes. Yes. Apostle Miller?
Yes.
Well,
where is she?
There too again, you know, we have to just, I agree with both of you, what you were saying, but we do have to take a bold stand, but we're going to have to come against the prince of power of the air. Apostle Paul said, if the gospel hid, it's only hid to those that are lost. And we have to come against those spirits that have bind them up. And then, too, you got some people that been hurt in the name of the church. You know, that Jose even said, God, people appear because of lack of knowledge. And there, too, it's a mixture thing, but the number one thing, Matthew 12, it tell us, how can one enter a strong man's house except you first bind the strong man? And that's why the Bible tell us in 2 Timothy, we got to pray for them in authority. So we're just going to continue labor and praying and fasting. Yeah. And when the Lord present the opportunity, stand up bold and say what the Lord telling us to say. You know, because you're dealing with some people that if they say they might be dealing with hope deferred. I believe God for something and it didn't come to pass, so it must not be God.
Mm-hmm.
You got some that prophesied to it because people don't know that prophesied have even given a prophetic word. It's a process to it, and you have to do warfare. So I think the thing that really solves everything is to continue to pray and believe God and believe God to get some of these people an authority out of it and put, you know, righteous peoples in there, you know.
Yeah.
But as Apostle Gwen was saying, you know, you have to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And even in this 5th chapter in Galatians, when you read it, he was talking about in that 14th verse, it said, for the whole law can be summed up in one command, love your neighbor as yourself. But if instead of showing love among yourself, you are always biting and devouring one another, watch out, beware, destroy one another. And love is the key. And even with us as believers, the enemy going to extreme measure to get us out of love. Because if he get us out of love, he can hinder our faith from being effective. So we got to be really careful in these last days that we don't get in offenses. We don't get in unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment because people, some still choose to rebel against God. You know, it's only going to be a remedy of people that make it anyway, and that's not because it's the will of God, but because God gave people free will. So, but we got, like I said, we got to make sure we stay focused. I was having a conversation with someone early, and the Lord constantly remind me, you do right by people. That don't mean they're going to do right by you.
That's right.
And you can't get tired of doing what's right in spite of what you're seeing on this earth. And this is what we as saints of God, we got to be very cautious that we don't allow ourselves to get tired of doing right because we doing right and it appears sometimes you doing right but look like people ain't getting no better. Now, we read the end of the book. We won. And that's why we got to be careful. Keep fasting, keep praying, keep believing and trusting God, you know, because there too, again, the outcome so we win. But like I said, the Bible told, I think it's Daniel, the 7th or 5th chapter, where it said the enemy it will prophesy that the enemy is going to try to wear out the saints. He's going to change the law.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, that's happening. But what do we do when all that's happening? We got to keep the faith. We got to continue to believe and trust God. Because God's going to do just what he said he's going to do. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter, when he said he gave some apostles, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teach, what? To perfect the saints. But guess what? But it also said till we come to the unity of the faith. And guess what? We're going to come to the unity. How and when and. Can't tell you all of that. Don't know all of that. I just got to take what God's word says. But like I said, be very cautious that you don't allow yourself to get weary and get in offenses. Because if the enemy can get you like that, he's going to get you out of faith.
That's true. And just
that is so very true, because that's what he's been attacking me through the radio. And I got to a point earlier, because we couldn't get on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
My thing was, why don't we just stop it? and just do something else.
Uh-huh.
But then I had to realize that there would be those persons that are accustomed to listen to the radio and receiving the power
mm-hmm.
from the world. What about them?
Right.
So my whole thing was my sister-in-law, and she was convincing me that this radio that the Creator gave me the idea for is touching
mm-hmm.
and changing the lives of people all over the world. And I had to sit down and think about all this.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to the realization that the Creator said that He would provide, if I do the ministry according to the vision He gives me, He would provide all the necessary resources. So why
mm-hmm.
am I lamenting
mm-hmm.
over what's happening in the earth realm? I should be
mm-hmm.
concerned with and connecting to what's happening in the spirit realm. And that
mm-hmm.
in itself will give me the additional burst of energy or faith that
mm-hmm.
I need to walk through all of this foolishness that's going on.
That's true. Well, I said, we can't allow ourselves to get weary. Because, like I said, the enemy, number one thing, if he can get us to stop, if he can get us to get in
yeah.
doubt, get weary, that's what he goes to extreme measure with. And even if we don't get but one person saved or one person to hear, we still making a move. We still progressing.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy wants the saints to believe that what God say and by we living right, it ain't working. Y'all, it is working. And that's why I said we got to be very careful in the time that we live in, because all this violence going on, all this stuff we seeing, He'll make you step back and say, what is the God of Elijah? Remember what He did
yep.
to Gideon when the angel told him, he said, well, where is God? Where's the God that our forefather talked about? Why he ain't doing this? Why he ain't moving?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the enemy, what done been gonna be again, the enemy wants the saints to get in that same place. And this is what we got
yeah.
to say, no, I can't do that. If I ain't winning
mm-hmm.
but one person on the radio, but if God done told me to be on the radio, I need to continue to be. Thank you, Lord, I'm talking to me too. Thank you, Father, I received that. Because if we start taking our eyes off of God, as the Lord said a few minutes ago, and start looking at what this one doing versus what God said, we can get weary, y'all.
We can.
Because it don't make you feel good to see all this stuff. And then that's what done that. You guys said, well, I thought they said God Almighty. I thought they said God can do this. God can do all of that. But what people don't realize, when God gave man a will, and God
mm-hmm.
is not going to override our will, we suffer a lot of things happening because of the consequences of sin. I'll read it in Hosea, the 10th chapter, in the 11th chapter. And it was talking about if they so righteous, they can reap.
Yeah.
In love. But we got to look at what's happening is the result of the consequences of what people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't that it's God will for everybody to be saved. Well, but God ain't going to make nobody live right. He gave them a will.
Mm-hmm.
I say this all the time, like that. When my eyes came open to that, that really did something for me. Because at first
mm-hmm.
I would get offended, God, why won't you do this, God? Why you won't make this person live right? Why won't you? And when the Lord said, I gave him a will, he said, Satan had a will. He said, why do you think I didn't intercept when Adam and Eve did what they did? I gave them a will. I told them what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
But as an act of their will, they choose to. So that's what we got to realize. So
mm-hmm.
we can't allow ourselves to get weary. And I done been down that road before. As a prophet, you know, traveling, sometimes people reject me. And in the beginning, I was just so weary. I just withdraw. And I had a mind like Jeremiah. I said, I ain't going to say nothing else no more. I ain't going to do this no more. And I said, But I kept finding myself, I still try to witness, I still try to do it. But you can get weary. I've been down that road before.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul even said, don't get weary in doing good. If you don't
right.
faint, you're going to reap a harvest in due season.
Mm-hmm. You know, when God told Moses to go to Pharaoh and to tell him
uh-huh.
to let his people go. Now, those people had been crying out to God, and he had told them they were going to be in bondage for 400 years, but it ended
mm-hmm.
up being 430 years. And when he told
uh-huh.
Moses, he said, the cries of my people have come up to my ears. And he said, I want you to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let my children go. And then Moses began to give him all kind of excuses, you know, who am I to go? You remember I killed that Egyptian. I've been on the run, been on the backside of the mountain for 40 years, and I can't even speak good, and the elders are not going to believe me. He gave him all these excuses why he couldn't go. And God's response to him was, certainly I will be with you. This is what we're going to have to know, stand on, and believe more than we've ever believed it in the past. As long as God is with us, truth is
mm-hmm.
going to reign, victory is going to reign. Anytime you
mm-hmm.
have a war, you have casualties. And that's the sad part. You will have casualties. You're going to have some people that will lose their lives, innocent people. And what
yeah,
right. is so sad is that a lot of innocent people are losing their lives because of the selfishness, the greed, and the dishonor of others. And he didn't tell Moses, well, I'm going to do this to Pharaoh, whatever. He said, certainly I will be with you. And who's greater than God? Who's bigger? Who created the heavens and the earth? Who's upholding everything by the word of his power? Who's giving life and breath to everything on earth? Who bore the Hebrew children out? Who opened the Red Sea? Well, he's the same God. He has not changed. And he told him, he said, I'm going to bring, see, now this word sometimes, as the church, we get a little misunderstanding, because he said, I'm going to bring you into a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Oh, I forgot to tell you, there's giants in that land. And you all going to have to dispossess them, but know this, I'm going with you. That should be enough to hold us steady. Because anytime God is with you, you got the majority. You got all the power, all the resources of the kingdom of God. You got his word, you got his name, you got his blood, you got the angels, you got all of the, find everything that we need. And see, we have to, as believers, sometimes we just have to sit down, like you said, Apostle Armstrong, and have a good talk with ourselves. Listen, God said he would never leave nor forsake us. We can go back, and God had this word written, and he had all of these different situations and things put in the Bible to let you know that if it's on the books, and if he ever did it, he'll do it again. That he's the same good God. He's the same just God. He's the same merciful God. And God's ears are not closed to the cries of his people. And like Prophet Miller said, the enemy's trying to get our eyes off of Jesus. He's trying to get you to look
that's
and see all
yeah.
these things. And when those serpents got in that camp and started biting, he said, put a bronze serpent, which is bronze, is like judgment. He said, put it up on a pole, and all those that will look at that pole shall live. He didn't mean just glance up at no, he meant a long, continuous stare. And all the stuff going on around us, we can't be looking at all that. You have to be mindful of how much you allow that to go in your ears and your eyes during the day. It's not going to hurt us if we don't know, if we don't watch the news in 2 or 3 days. I don't watch it, you know. Every once in a while, stuff will come up and I'll.
I don't
but just to
it.
Sit down and as a daily dose, because whatever you feed, that's what's going to grow. That's what's going to paint images on your mind. And the news media is there to paint the most bleakest, terriblest picture. But out of all this stuff that's happening, Apostle, that we can't see, God is moving mightily. There's been great escapes. There's been where people have had, they've seen angels and all these. God is still with us. And what we got to do is keep our eyes. Don't just glance up at, no, develop that relationship with God. Stay with him, talk with him, worship him, praise him, Tell them, God, I know you're not going to do what you've already done it. Now strengthen us to stand as you bring us through this process. And so what we have to understand is God can't fail. He can't fail. And you know what, Apostle Armstrong, we're not going to understand everything. We're
That's
just
right.
not going to understand. But one thing I will not do, like Job told his wife, he said, you sound like a foolish woman. I will not charge God foolishly. I will not. God is not the destroyer. God is the deliverer. God is life. God
mm-hmm.
is love. He's not in cahoots with Satan to teach us nothing. So as long as I know that when opposition come in my life, it is the enemy and it's not God, then I know that if I keep my eyes on him, stay with him, even if I have to do a shaking, even if I have to do a cry, even if sometimes I have to sit down and just pray in tongues and just whatever, but I know I'm not by myself. That's what keeps me steady. God, I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know how you go, but see, that's not my part. My part is to believe. His part is to do. And that's what we're going to have to believe right now, that our part is to pray and to believe, and God's part is to do. And he's never come up short, and he's not going to come up short now.
That's true. And whenever I went back and looked at things, his promise, that was a promise that he made. And that was a commitment that he made. He
yes.
made a commitment to me that if I do it according
yes.
to the vision he gives me, he will provide
yes.
all necessary resources. Well, now we're looking to get our own platform.
Amen.
Did we go to God first, or did we just start assessing people?
Mm-hmm.
We have to think about the things that we are doing and do things in his name based on his promise, based on his
yeah.
will, and then
mm-hmm.
sit back and watch him work.
Yeah.
And that's where I had to get to this week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even tonight, he was still working overtime.
Yeah.
A Holiday Inn Express, and you can't get on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And so what did I do? The Holy Spirit said, call Apostle Miller and ask her to start it. And I had talked to people at front desk, and they told me to come down there. And that's where I was. And here we are.
Mm-hmm. You persevered.
And somebody is receiving a blessing.
Praise God. Because it doesn't matter how dark it is, he's our light. God knows
That's
the way out. He said, I know how to rescue those that belong to me. And we belong to him. He's our Father. He loves us. And he doesn't love us because we're so right or we do everything right. That was a decision he made before he ever made man. And he hasn't moved off of that at all. He never will. And I'm just believing, God, that great revival, that a great shaking is going to come. And just
yeah.
like anything else, when you shake it, that which is not good is going to fall. It's going to fall. And the things of God are going to stand, and God's going to have his way. And there will be shouting and dancing and rejoicing and praising and giving glory to God. But one thing we as a nation, and Prophet Miller taught so beautifully Sunday at our church on dishonor and the consequences of dishonor. And we have dishonored God so much as a nation. We have taken on the profiles and the lifestyles of nations that never knew God. It was like saying when after Joseph died, another Pharaoh arose that didn't know Joseph. So he dealt unkindly with the people. But we have a God We have a God. We have a God. We have a God. And God is going to do just like he's always done. No matter how dark, no matter how traumatic, no matter how many be against us. He said, if I be for you, who can be against you? And that's what we got to stand on, because God is a God of integrity. God keeps his word. He never, ever, ever will fail to keep his word. So we just got to stay in the word. And God, that the word that will work for us is the amount of the word that's on the inside of us. And God will only be as big as he is in our mouth. So we got to watch our mouth in this time. Things you don't understand, just say, Lord, I don't understand that, but all I know is you're a good God. That might be all. And then sometimes all you can say is help. That's one of the greatest prayers that sure got Peter say. It kept him from drowning.
Amen.
So if it'll keep him from drowning, it'll keep me from drowning. Help! Glory to God. I might not know how to articulate what I need to know, but God know my cry. And just like he reached down and got Peter, he's going to do the same thing with us.
And God moves the I word. He gives us time to move the I word.
Yes.
Not about I or me.
That's
it's about
right.
The Creator, about him.
That's right.
The one that created us. The one that placed in the spirit, the word.
Yes, yes.
And sometimes it's not necessarily that we forget. It's just sometimes we get caught up. We get caught
we
up. And,
we do.
And
we do.
Yeah, that human
Apostle,
side.
We got 2 minutes.
Okay.
We got 2 minutes. It's 7:23. We got 2 minutes.
All right. Well, which one of y'all would like to pray?
You said 7:23?
Yeah, we stop at 7:25.
Okay. Pastor Miller, I love how you volunteer me for stuff. I love it.
Well, praise Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time together tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your words of encouragement tonight. Our hearts have been lifted. Thank you, Lord God, that your word always brings life and refreshing. Father, you have heard our cries, and you have not turned a deaf ear. We may not know how you're going to do it, but God, we know you're going to do it. And because of that, our hearts are made glad tonight. I pray for those that are on the air that's listening tonight. Maybe you're in one of those places that all of this uprising and things are going on. But I want you to know tonight that God is right there with you. He's there to protect you. He's there to deliver you. And you can have confidence that God will provide for you. Father, I thank you that your word is going to and fro in this earth. It cannot be bound. It cannot be hindered. It cannot be stopped. And Lord, we just lift you up tonight. We magnify and glorify your name. You are an awesome God. You are a wonderful Heavenly Father. You have extravagant love, God, not only for those that name the name of Jesus, but you love the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Your will is that none be lost, but that all be saved. So, Father, let your righteous judgment, let your righteous judgment come. Because, God, you are always looking for a way to get involved in our lives, in our nation, in our homes, with our children. And we just cover every spear with the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. You said when we pray, you can activate. So, Father, we thank you. We invite you into every situation that is going on in our nation, be it in the finances or whatever. God, we just invite you into our churches, Lord God. Let your spirit once again begin to blaze among us, God. Help us not to be callous or nonchalant when it comes to you, Father. Help your people, Lord God, even the tests and things that are coming upon us, God. Let it not run us away from you, but drive us into prayer. Drive us into intercession, God. Drive us into worship. And we just thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for Apostle Armstrong. I thank you for the vision that you have given him. I thank you that you, Holy Spirit, are the comforter. And you've got him hedged in. You've got him hedged about, Father God. You have put everything into his account. He needs to fulfill his assignment in the earth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for that tonight. Thank you for Apostle Miller and Living Epistle, her ministry, the things you called her to do, the covering you have over her, the doors you're going to open before them. And we just thank you, God, for joining us together on this broadcast. And we pray that your perfect will be done all over this great land and country. And, Father, we just say thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. You are our Redeemer, and you're our Lord and our King. And, Father, we just ask for a deeper revelation of your love. God, give us a deeper revelation of your love that we can trust you no matter what goes on in our lives. And, God, we just bless every hearer tonight. I speak the shalom of God into every household over every situation. And, God, we want you to know tonight we're grateful. And we're thankful. And we do honor you, Lord of lords and King of kings, in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.